Feel like a press conference here.
Very professional here.
I'll be gone to a main street.
Oh, yeah, you're going. Is it your first one, like a press badge? Maybe a hat?
Jackie, are you ready? I'd like to call the March 25th City Council meeting to order at 5:30 p.m. If everyone would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, let it be that Lane Miller has been excused, all other councilor present. Item number three, safety seconds.
Thanks, Mayor. Driving around yesterday, I saw two total separate accidents of people just falling, it looked like. One was just an older lady falling off the curb, it looked like, and banged her head up pretty good. And another older gentleman that was riding his bike and looked like tipped over and banged his head up. So, first thing, probably just wear your safety gear while you're riding your bicycles and be careful. But more importantly, the weather's warming up. A lot of people are getting out and about, cleaning their yards and walking around town. Just keep an eye on your friends and neighbors. Make sure they're okay. Just watch for people that have fallen, or just help people wherever you see them. So just be careful.
Okay, thank you. All right, item four, general business. We'll start with A, graduation spectacular presentation and donation sponsorship request. Turn the time over to Haddocks.
Jared and Paige Haddock were here representing Graduation Spectacular this year. So as you know, it's about over 40 years, I think, since they've had that tradition. And the whole purpose is based on keeping the kids safe on graduation night. And they had an accident many, many years ago that kind of prompted this. We said, so what can we do? So it is ran by a community event, community volunteers, everyone. And thankfully, the school district was kind enough to allow us their insurance. Because we couldn't operate without that. But we've had over 600 students come. I believe it's probably one of the largest gatherings of youth that we have. And although it's very difficult, I think Russell understands that, being on that committee as well, it's very rewarding. And they have activities from, you know, 9 o'clock clear till 2 in the morning. And you know, some of them want to, well, actually, no, 4 by the time they get done. They go to the movie at 2. And a couple of them we had to kick out because they thought they could just stay there till school started the next day. They had to remind them that, no, you need to go home at least to get 1 hour sleep before school starts. But it's a wonderful opportunity and a pleasure since we've been able to be involved with it. So we'd like your consideration of a $500 donation, knowing that every cent goes to the students. And we all volunteer our time and much of our money personally to do the work in the background.
And I've volunteered a number of times. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
And we really need volunteers, too.
So yes.
I know. Yeah. I'll get on and look.
Yes.
I'll take
shifts.
Well, this year, most of our community, we all have seniors. And the kids, you know, we kept pushing off. Maybe we can do Graduation Spectacular the day after. But the parents are like, well, then what's the point of it?
Yeah.
And that's right. So it is going to be a logistical nightmare for our committee. But if we have the volunteer and the support of the community, because it's really for them and the benefit of their youth, I think we'll be able to pull it off this year.
Well, I know
I'll speak from Kiwanis. This is something we've always donated to and always felt really, really proud to donate to. So I'm sure it's something that, I mean, my son was that age when the young man got killed. So he was at the same party. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Well, I think it's a fantastic event and I love being involved in it. So. I would like to make a motion that we approve the $500 donation to the graduation spectacular.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We need to get an invoice.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so we know, we make the
adjustment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the address, send it to
you. Yeah. Just send it to Lisa, and then we'll. Yeah. Okay. All right, community progress appointment, consideration and possible approval of appointment of Juanita Richards to the Community Progress Committee.
I would like to make that motion that we approve Juanita to the Progress Committee.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Juanita, would you come up and get your certificate?
I was
going to
say,
we'll
have to talk.
Yeah, you have to tell us what we're going to do now.
Well, we are going to do good things.
So there's two more of our committees.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great.
And they have, we've only had one meeting, and they have a bunch of really good ideas. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just let me know when the meetings are.
I sent you an email. I'll have the minutes out from the last meeting. Hopefully tomorrow.
Okay, great.
I know, Jared, you talked about it. We're
Jared,
still taking applications. So.
Yeah,
I got to get a letter.
I told him you had to send me a letter.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan.
Jared.
Okay.
Whether I'm on the committee or not, I'm still cheering you on.
Thanks, Jared.
I know.
All right, item C, agreement, second addendum, consideration and possible approval of the second addendum to the agreement for the Price City Attorney Services, dated May 12, 2021.
I would make a motion that we table this item for further discussion as to what is actually talked about in the contract to the next city council meeting. So we have more positive ideas of what we're dealing with as far as costs.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second to table this. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Utility Department vehicle purchase, consideration and possible approval to purchase a new 2026 Ram 1500 Tradesman pickup truck from Young Automotive for $41,861. Through the state contract MA-3797. The new vehicle replaces unit 215, the 2008 Pontiac Vibe. Miles, do you want to?
Just a summary, the utility department, we've been expecting to replace this vehicle for a while, but now it's died on us. We've got major repairs to go with and required for it, so the plan exchange has come faster upon us by going through state contract, which is allowable in our policy. We can acquire a vehicle quicker to replace it with and do the regular bid process. And we've been able to find exactly what they wanted for specifications of the state contract available vehicles. The utility department was consulted with the vehicle specifications to the point where they pick up.
So, Miles, on this, we're looking at a brand new pickup. What makes this, I mean, is there anything special on this truck that makes it, why wouldn't we look at, like, other vehicles that maybe are on surplus sites so we can get cheaper? Why are we looking at brand new? And what makes this vehicle the necessary one that we need?
Probably the example I gave you is the 2008 Vibe is one we kept for too long. We buy our vehicles keep for a long period of time, and people have used that analogy of them as well. These vehicles may appear to be savings in some regard, but they're not, because they come with repairs that over the life of the vehicle. Those years add repairs, 4 years. We've always gone to new vehicles to replace.
Okay.
They keep them so long.
So is this just a regular pickup, or is it a special pickup with a special bed with special toolbox and everything like that, or is it just...
It has a cover on the back. They can put their tools and equipment in the back. It has a back seat. They can put more sensitive stuff in the very back seat that they can carry stuff with them. Right now, they're down to one vehicle shared. So that's why we look at this big contract option to get here quicker.
And was this budgeted from last year, or is this something new that we're squeezing in?
Current year we're in.
I mean, that's what I mean for this current year.
Yeah, and we're hoping it gets here before July 1st, but we're carrying it into the year. So.
This has been on the CIP.
What would make us have to... Why would it be that long in the wait? Is it something that has to be ordered? And because you're saying you're hoping you need it by July.
On the vehicle is, they can get one that fast, they can get one just off 3 months.
All right.
Typical bidding process is about 6 months plus. Because they send them from the factory directly.
Okay.
I did.
It's been a wait. Yeah. Last year we got for 6 months away.
Okay.
I did reach out to Auto Farm, the dealership, about this truck. Just to kind of get an idea for them to get us one quickly, we're needing a crew cab. The only one they could get us quickly is a quad cab right now. Oh. And this is like a basic model. The quad cab just is a smaller cab, and it's not, because when we retire them, we kind of move them to different departments. And the crew cabs are just more feasible. The quad cab that they quoted me was like $43,000. So with the state contract, we're still under with getting a crew cab. So, and then a thing to add to buying new, it'll have that 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty on the basic. So anything that goes wrong, we won't have any repairs for those first 3 years.
So was the local one, did that one come with a warranty too?
Yes, all.
But it was less than $2,000 difference, but it was a different kind of cab.
But it was still a quad.
It couldn't give us what we needed.
It was a smaller cab, so.
Because, I mean, I definitely think that we should look local when we can.
I had the concern to look local.
Absolutely.
And I checked with them, and for the time frame we're needing it for, and for the truck we need, they can really help us at this time for this truck.
Okay.
90% of the time we acquire the vehicles through the bidding process, which takes us longer.
I see that we're down to one vehicle. I just think that the conversation needs to be had so that people can understand what we're doing.
The majority of time our local
has
bid on our
okay.
And one more thing to add, this Pontiac, it's a little hatchback car. And this for the meter readers, so they're using big old sticks to turn on and shut off meters. So the truck, that's why we're buying a truck too, because it's more feasible to haul those rods around. It's kind of hard to stuff it in the back seat of that little hatchback.
So with that, is this pickup used for other things or just for the meter reader, or is it used for other things in the city and utilities?
Directly for the utilities department.
And a truck is necessary? A
truck is necessary.
Okay.
Other hauling meters.
Meters and tools and shovels.
All right.
I'll make a motion that we approve item D, the utilities department vehicle purchase from Young Automotive for $41,861.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The motion passes. All right, consent agenda. Is there any items that you want to pull off and discuss further?
I don't need to discuss it, but I am excited for the drone show. I want to put that out there that I think that that's so much fun. So I'm excited for that this summer.
Okay. With that, do you want to make a motion?
I will make a motion that we approve the consent agenda items A through G.
I'll second. I will say, can I say something about the drone show? We discussed fireworks versus drones, and with the weather, and we don't know, basically by 4th of July, or by the international days, we may not be approved to do fireworks anywhere, and then we would have nothing. So as a committee, we said we'll do drone show this year for sure, and then if we want to talk about fireworks, we'll do it at the follow-up meeting after this year's International Days. So that's something that the new committee people can talk about. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited for the drone show too, so thanks.
Okay, I have a motion and a second on the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, item six, public comment. Please remember, limited to 2 minutes per person. No action can be taken on discussed items as they are not agended. Okay, moving on. It's number seven, unfinished business. Anybody have unfinished business? With that, I will take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make that motion to adjourn the meeting at 5:45.
Just in time. You're going for
coffee. We have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting closed at 5:45 p.m.
Filibuster the adjournment. I'm very passionate about this meeting, not anything.